I'm Taylor Gant with GPB News. Cancer advocates want Georgia lawmakers to enact policies to improve public health. The American Cancer Society released its How Do You Measure Up state survey last week. It says only six states scored lower than Georgia. Andy Freeman is with the Society's Cancer Action Network. He says Georgia's biggest failings are in the areas of smoking and access to health care via Medicaid.
2.3 million Americans rely on Medicaid that have a history of cancer. You know, obviously by expanding it, it would find cancer earlier and treat it.
Freeman says they would also like to see cigarette taxes raised from the current 37 cents a pack to the national average of $1.75. The Atlanta Braves are now solely in first place after beating the Miami Marlins in both games of yesterday's doubleheader. 20-year-old rookie Ronald Acuña Jr. set a few baseball records in the process. Acuña, who bats leadoff for the Braves, started both games with a home run, a feat that had only been done three other times in baseball history. Acuña also became the youngest player in the modern era, which began in 1920, to hit home runs in four straight games. Atlanta now sits atop the NL East standings, one game above the Philadelphia Phillies. The Braves and Marlins will play again tonight at 7:35. Former President Jimmy Carter is endorsing Democrat Stacey Abrams in her run to be Georgia's next governor. Former President Barack Obama recently threw his support behind her as well. Meanwhile, President Trump has endorsed Republican candidate Brian Kemp. This comes as many people on social media are asking why the Atlanta Braves are listed as one of the hosts of an August 27 event supporting Kemp's run for governor. A spokesperson for the Braves tells 11 Alive that the team provides campaign contributions to both Democrats and Republican candidates, including Abrams' 2015 and 2016 campaigns, and says the team is not taking a political stance for either gubernatorial candidate. For more headlines, visit our website, gpbnews.org.